A stimulus package is also part of the economic recovery plan in France, but that hasn't been enough to stop French labor unions from threatening to hold a general strike next month. Many union members are angry that the government has not done enough in France to help the growing number of unemployed workers. French President Nicolas Sarkozy tried to address that today. He met with union leaders, and he promised to increase unemployment benefits. Vivian Walt is Time magazine's Paris correspondent. She says there is a growing sense of urgency in France about this economic crisis.
For a while, it seemed to be an American problem, but this is obviously no longer the case. There are thousands of layoffs that have been announced across the continent. And Sarkozy himself is suffering a really major hit in his approval ratings. There have been the biggest strikes in many, many years here on the mainland in France. And across the world, in the Caribbean islands of Guadeloupe and Martinique, which are French departments, there have been violent riots about unemployment and the cost of living. There have been general strikes for weeks now in Guadeloupe. Stores are shut, gas stations are shut. There have been thousands of vehicles burnt. And this week, the first casualty of the riots is somebody was caught in the crossfire in gun battles between armed youth and the police.
In fact, there's one opposition figure who mentioned seeing a police force that was almost entirely white trying to crack down on protesters who were almost entirely black. What's fomenting the situation there, then? Is it economic strife? Is it racial strife? Or both?
Well, it's a mixture of both, and the two are closely interconnected. Those white policemen are, in fact, dispatched from the mainland of France to try put down the riots. They were sent out last week. And as you say, the sort of visual disconnect between an island that is essentially poor and black, essentially living within the Eurozone of Europe and governed by an almost 100% white government, has become almost untenable for people as they try to survive this global financial crisis.
You mean the people of Guadeloupe and Martinique operate under the euro? Is the euro their currency?
The euro is their currency. It's hard to imagine if one just flies in for a Caribbean vacation, but this is part of France and part of the European Union. Of course, in reality, it's nothing like that. Five times the number of people are on welfare in Guadeloupe than are in France, for example.
And the wages that are paid are not in keeping with wages that would be paid in Europe?
No, the wages are much more in keeping with the rest of the Caribbean, far lower than Europe, and yet the cost of living is more akin to Europe itself.
And the resentment that has come to the surface right now, I mean, for many Americans who have gone there, obviously many French as well, you know, you see, even as you're on vacation, how much poverty is around you, but you tend to push it aside because it's just difficult to deal with and you don't know what to do about it. But this kind of economic disparity between the haves and have-nots, why is it so combustible right now?
There is no doubt that the global economic crisis has now become a kind of security threat. You have a lot of countries, not just the departments of Guadeloupe and Martinique, but also, you know, some of the smaller countries of the European Union, like Latvia and Greece, where people have begun to riot and protest because there are thousands of layoffs, and people who were just managing to get by before are just no longer able to make a living. And there's tremendous anger about something which appears to have been mismanaged or just simply out of people's control.
So to what extent did Nicolas Sarkozy have his eye on Guadeloupe and Martinique today? And to what extent did he simply have his eye on France?
I think he's got his eye on all poor French people, including those who live on Guadeloupe and Martinique. He's hoping that these new benefits are going to see them through the global financial crisis and not provoke too many more strikes and riots.
Speaking to us from Paris, Time magazine's Vivian Walt. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Okay, Lisa.